From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. With the two-month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria rapidly disintegrating, the U.S. is trying to expand cooperation with Russia. Moscow and Washington are attempting to reinforce localized ceasefires in Latakia and a Damascus suburb. Joss Earnest is President Obama's spokesperson.
So our hope is that by refreshing this agreement and focusing our attention on these two particular areas, we can build momentum again toward a broadly observed cessation of hostilities.
Word of the new agreement comes after 230 people were believed to have been killed in fighting between the government and rebels during the past week in Aleppo. U.S. military has disciplined 16 members of the service for their role in a deadly airstrike in Afghanistan last year that killed 42 and destroyed a hospital run by the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders. The group also concluded the incident was not a war crime. Finding is consistent with preliminary investigation when commanders emphasized that the U.S. forces did not intentionally target the hospital. Rescue crews in the Kenyan capital Nairobi are searching for survivors after flooding caused a seven-story residential building to collapse, trapping an unknown number of people inside. Spokeswoman for the Kenya Red Cross said authorities don't know how many are still trapped in the rubble, but added they fear more. The large residential building was located in a low-income, highly populated neighborhood of Nairobi. Heavy rains caused flooding and landslides in many parts of that city. This is VOA News. South Africa's High Court has ruled that state prosecutors must revisit that decision, in 2009. It was to drop nearly 800 corruption-related charges against the president, Jacob Zuma. Tuso Kamalo has details.
The High Court's ruling could clear the way for President Jacob Zuma to again be charged with 783 counts of criminal offenses for alleged kickbacks in a 1999 state arms deal. Friday's ruling has caused jubilation from the country's opposition. The National Prosecuting Authority originally announced the charges in 2009, but the head of the NPA, Mokotete Mshe, then quickly dropped them, saying secret tape recordings had revealed that the timing of those charges was meant to stop Zuma from running for the office that year. The High Court said Friday that decision was irrational. This is just the latest in a recent string of scandals for Zuma. Tuso Kumalo, Johannesburg.
Former U.S. government employee has pleaded guilty to traveling to China to provide the Chinese government with restricted information about nuclear technology. Federal records show that Qing Ningwei admitted he was paid by the Chinese government for nuclear information while working as a manager for the Tennessee Valley Authority, that is a U.S. government-owned electric utility. U.S. Republican Party presidential frontrunner Donald Trump took his campaign to the state of Florida, California, that is, on Friday, bypassing hundreds of protesters outside the California Republican Party's annual convention.
That was not the easiest entrance I've ever made. My wife called. She said, there are helicopters following you, and we did, and then we went under a fence and through a fence, and oh, boy, I felt like I was crossing the border, actually. You know, it's true. I was crossing the border, but I got here.
More than 300 demonstrators swarmed outside the hotel near the San Francisco airport, forcing Mr. Trump to crawl under a fence to enter the hotel. The next primary election is Tuesday, with Republican and Democratic parties electing delegates in Indiana. Hillary Clinton, is the Democratic Party frontrunner right now. She has a 9-point lead ahead of Trump in polls should the general election be held today rather than in November. President Obama on Friday welcomed everyone to the White House for the 5th annual International Jazz Day concert there. He said jazz is perhaps the most honest reflection of who we are as a nation because, he said, after all, there has never been a greater improvisation than America itself.
That's the latest world news from VOA.